USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The American people have a right to know, indeed have a need to know, that their president is acting on their behalf and not for some pecuniary or other reason.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff announced his panel will investigate President Trump's personal financial dealings, including his foreign interests. President Trump dismissed it as politically motivated.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself, and I think that's fine because that's what they do, but there would be no reason to do that.
Schiff also wants a broad new probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Venezuela's military stopped humanitarian aid from coming into the country. Most of the aid is coming from the U.S., and President Maduro has ordered the military to not let any of it come through the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The 17-member team of lawmakers negotiating a deal to avert a second government shutdown over border wall funding got a briefing on border security and a border wall. Oregon Senator Democrat Jeff Merkley believes another shutdown can be avoided.
Since we've already had a meeting of the minds on border security before, surely we can get there again, I hope. But would I bet money? No.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says a deal can be done by February 15th. That both parties can support if the president doesn't interfere. The House Judiciary Committee heard from gun rights advocates as well as supporters of tighter background checks and a ban on assault rifles. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo believes common sense measures could save lives.
I believe that the legislation will save at least one life, and if it's my child who dies, I want him to know, and I want God to know that I was here today speaking on that life.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An international partnership will work on protecting the planet from a universal threat. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hoping to keep that from becoming the final theme song of our species, NASA is working with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off its course. They want to try it on a rock dubbed Diddy Moon that is not actually threatening the Earth, but if an asteroid of the similar size were to hit the planet, it would cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe that's called DART at the rock in 2021. It would smash into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Tim Berg reports things are getting crazy in Virginia.
Virginia now has two blackface political scandals engulfing the Democratic Party. Days after the governor admitted to donning blackface as part of a costume decades ago, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring admitted Wednesday that he, as a young man, also darkened his face. Herring is third in line for the governorship, and Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina believes this is not a party issue.
It's interesting that for a long time people tried to pose this or prop this up as a Republican issue, and we're finding out today it's a human issue, and it's unfortunate that we're finding this out so late in the game, but it's obviously an important issue, and I hope that people figure out and do the right thing as soon as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.